Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I am your host and energy expert. If you currently feel stuck in an area of your life, then this episode is for you. I'm going to share with you an eye-opening reason why you might be stuck and cannot seem to reach your goal or dream. Let's begin. All feel stuck sometimes. It can be just one small area of our lives that doesn't seem even that important. Or we feel stuck in one big area of our lives and we can't think of anything else. You can feel stuck in your career because you don't seem to be able to get to that next step, that promotion. Or you can feel stuck in changing an annoying habit like smoking that you have been trying to get rid of really for years. Or you might feel stuck in your life just in general because you want more of it, but you don't know really where to go or where to start. Or you can feel stuck in a relationship, but you don't want to let it go out of fear of what might happen when you actually do. There are endless reasons why we can feel stuck. We use the expression of feeling stuck when we describe a situation that we are currently in that we would like to change. And we might have tried before and it didn't work. So we classify ourselves as being stuck in an undesired situation. Makes sense, right? And why being stuck is such a big topic for most of us is due to the feelings that go hand in hand with this stuckness that we see ourselves in. We can feel frustrated, sad, defeated, or even lost, depending on the situation and the time and effort we already lost trying to change it. We can even feel despair or hopelessness, and we might even be about to resign and just accept the current situation for the rest of our lives. The thing is that we try so hard to get unstuck, but our attempts are just not working. And today I share with you one hidden block that is standing in your way of getting unstuck. I certainly can attest that I have fallen into this trap many times before. I just didn't know any better. And you don't either. So be kind to yourself. This hidden block just feels so normal to think and behave like that, not knowing that it's actually stopping us from reaching our goal, from changing that habit, or from making our dreams come true. The thing is, you can keep trying and trying to change, to achieve, and to let go as much as you want. But the problem lies in the word trying. So let me explain why. If you're trying to change, create, or accomplish something, you are blocking the desired result from coming into your life. To get unstuck, you must let go of trying in itself. Trying implies an attempt to reach your goal or to make a change in your life. It implies that you attempted to change a habit or get that promotion and ultimately failed at it. Otherwise, you would be the changed person or the one that got the promotion and not just the person who tried. Get it? Trying means you won't get there. You will try and then fail. With the word trying comes always the result of failure. So let me share with you an example where you wouldn't ever try so we can see it from another perspective, okay? So it's bedtime and you are getting ready to go to bed and go sleep. You are currently in the bathroom and next you will brush your teeth. You are not trying to brush your teeth. No, you are just picking up the toothbrush, adding the toothpaste and brushing your teeth for a couple of minutes. It would be weird for you to think or even say out loud, I'm going to try to brush my teeth, right? You wouldn't do that. It's normal for you to brush your teeth. There is no need to try it. you are just the person who brushes their teeth before they go to bed. It's just not a big deal. And therein lies the problem. Once we put importance on something like getting a promotion or stopping the habit of smoking, we fall into the trap of trying to get a promotion or trying to stop smoking. Little do we know that we are setting ourselves up for failure with the word trying. We classify the desire as not normal. And how do we do that? Well, we put it on a pedestal where it's difficult for us to reach. And to keep this desire out of reach, given we don't see it as normal, we keep trying to reach it and obviously fail. So, instead of making our desires unreachable for us, we want to normalize them. Instead of trying to reach our desires, we want to practice being the person that has, does, or is in the desired state. Let me give you a personal example, all right? Last year in November, I tried to stop drinking any alcohol for a month. And I have done this several times before, so I knew it was possible. But I remember that I was in a trying kind of energy. And of course, what happened? By the 10th of the month, I failed. When I then realized what I did and how I let the energy of trying stop me from accomplishing my goal, I set myself up differently. To be very honest, I was quite angry with myself and said, no more, this is it. And I actually decided to stop drinking for 1 year. And not only from the 1st of January onwards, which was still just about over a month to go, no, I would do it as of the 1st of December and already drink no alcohol throughout the Christmas time. Now, the difference from November to December was my state of being, my determination, and that I never ever said to people that I was trying to not drink alcohol for a year. If I was asked if I wanted a drink, I always said, no, thank you, I'm not drinking alcohol for a year. Not once did I allow myself to use the word trying because I wasn't. I wasn't trying anymore. I was the person who did not drink alcohol for a year. Do you see the difference? It's about beingness of your desire or doing what you before just attempted to do. It's all about the energy of your state of being towards your desire. And to be very honest, if you don't want to go all in and be the person or do the thing, then don't even try. What a waste of time and energy. Decide to do it or not. Decide to be the person or not. Stop trying. Now, I want you to have a check in with yourself. Where in your life are you trying to accomplish something and have just not reached it? Can you think about moments in your life where you actually use the word trying, or you say things like, I try to do it, or I try to reach it? It's such a normal expression in our vocabulary nowadays, or maybe it has always been, no idea. But we just throw around the expression, I try to excuse ourselves for the failure that's about to come. As if you already have to explain to yourself or other people in your life why you are probably going to fail. Obviously, until now you just didn't know any better. But now you do. So catch yourself the next time you hear yourself saying, I try, or I try to. Check in with your current desires as well and assess if you are in this self-fulfilling prophecy of trying and failing. And if you are, change your state of being. Reflect on what needs to change in your thinking and in your feelings so you move from trying to being or doing. Or if you actually truly still have that desire. And if you don't, then stop trying and use the energy in a better place. Alrighty, this was the hidden block that I wanted to share with you today for you to get unstuck. Other blocks can keep you feeling stuck, and if you want to find out what they are, then join my new You 7-day journey at the beginning of January 2024. In one of the lessons, I'm sharing with you the other two main hidden blocks that can keep you stuck in your life. And I promise you that they are equally powerful and eye-opening than this one. The sign-up link is in the show notes, or head over to lindalange.com/newyou. And thank you so much for listening to this episode today. If you shift from trying to being or doing, you will make your dreams come true. And if not, then they will always just stay dreams. And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.